I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, Abby, should people be required to do certain things before they bring kids into the world? Like, oh, I can't wait to hear this. Like, is required to have a dog first?
No, well, it's not that layered out. So I got into a debate over the weekend with somebody who wants kids, and I thought it was very interesting to note the differences between what I, if I was going to have kids, what I think I would have to do in order to bring a child into the world versus somebody who was like ready, like would do it tomorrow if they could have a kid. So for context, I'm 26, not really planning to have kids. And naturally, as somebody who does not want kids, I love putting my opinions about parenthood into the world. And I was talking to my mom the other day about one of my younger family friends who just graduated from college in May. And her senior year of college, they got engaged, they planned the wedding, got hitched over the summer. And I was talking to her about it, and she was like, oh yeah, they are ready to have kids like tomorrow. Like they're planning to have them as soon as possible.
So they're in their early 20s.
They're in their early 20s. So I think they're like 22, 23. And from what I can tell on their social media, you know, they live in a small one bedroom apartment. They're both in their entry level jobs. And in my mind, I'm like, in a perfect world, if you were going to plan out when to have kids, what's the rush? To me, this seems like the worst, there are worse circumstances. I'm not trying to say this is like worst case scenario, yeah. But if you were going to plan out your life for an optimal time to bring kids into the world, why would you do it under such turbulent circumstances? And so I was telling a friend about this, and she was like, no, this is totally fine. Like people raise kids in all kinds of circumstances. Completely agree. But in my mind, I couldn't imagine planning for when my life was going to be the most unstable, bringing a child into the world.
Like if you do have, like some people do have control,
yes,
over, some people don't have control over circumstances. This conversation is not for you. Those that do, like your friend who just got married, they could wait till they're a little more established in their careers. They can wait till they get a two bedroom apartment or condo or house or whatever. And then maybe then would be a little quote unquote easier, even though it's not easy no matter where you live or what you do to have kids.
There's never a good time.
There is never a good
time. There's never a good time.
And you're never really ready.
But that's my exact point. Like you're never going to be ready, but having a child to me is one of the hardest things you could do in this life. Mm-hmm. So why, if you could choose to do it when it's a little easier, when you have a little bit more financial resources, when you have a little bit more space in your house, why would you not wait for that? And my friend was basically saying, you know, the only thing that matters is two parents who are willing to put in the work and love that child.
True.
And I think that's a beautiful sentiment. However, I just do not think that the reality is that easy. So I wanted to come to the parents who, you know, who have actually brought children into the world. And if you could, if there was any kind of checklist that you could make for optimal circumstances, again, this is not for, you know, optimal circumstances for people, if you have a choice, what would you do?
Oh, I would have done it younger, that's for sure.
And it's been my experience with guys, it's pretty common that they all want like a financial nest egg, right? That's like priority number one for most dudes. A lot of times that doesn't happen, but that's what they would desire. Or age.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that was a little out of our hands because we had fertility struggles. So I didn't expect to have, you know, a kid when I was in my 40s. Late 30s is what I was gunning for. But even then, like looking back now, I'm freaking tired. Like having kids is a young man's game. You need that energy. So you kind of have to balance out like... I said this yesterday. It's like choosing your hard, right? Mm-hmm. So do you want to be young with, you know, less resources, or do you want to be old with more resources, but more exhausted and your body is, you know, creaking and cracking every time you wake up in the morning?
I was going to say younger too.
Yeah.
That would be the big thing. And for me, it would be, when am I around my village? Like, am I near parents or family who can help out, or am I in a place to hire that stuff? And Kristen's right. You choose your heart. You have to take it into account. If you have more resources, you're probably older. You can hire people, but you're going to be sleep deprived and it's going to be tough. If you're younger, it might be a little bit easier, but you're not going to have as much resources. Do you have people you can lean on? And that's why I think coming up with a checklist, I love the idea, but I think in reality, there are just too many factors and people are so different that it's, because who knows, if I had a kid in my early 20s, I might have been like, I wish I got those extra party years. I wish I didn't have a kid until my late 30s. And then I could have really explored a career more. And not to say you can't, but you know what I mean? Like, I think the grass is always going to be greener on the other side.
No, dude, grass is brown everywhere. Yep. Grass is dead. Yep. Grass is dead everywhere. And you know why? It's because your kids have trampled it. Stomped all over it. And that's why your yard looks like crap.
Hey, Jessica, good morning.
And that is the message, Kristen. I've been married almost 20 years. Me and my husband, we had all the ways of bringing up kids. We had little money, no money, all the money. We got the house. One is in college. But there is nothing that will ever, ever, ever prepare you for the emotional drain and time suck that raising children will be. You have all the world, all of it.
That is the truth. She's not even being negative. She's just being real. Time suck. There's never going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. Never. Hey, The Bird Show.